Good evening. Welcome to our annual Christmas Eve service. It's a service of readings and carols. There won't be a sermon. We'll just have numerous scripture readings punctuated with the singing of carols, a couple of pieces of special music, and trust that the Lord will be honored and glorified by the reading of His Word. Let's begin. It's actually a Christmas carol, but it serves really well as a call to worship. Turn to hymn number 208, O Come, All Ye Faithful. Father, we thank you for this privilege to meet together, to sing glorious songs of your Son's birth and his coming into this world. We pray that you would bless our time, bless your word to us, that it would connect with our hearts and we would receive it by faith. We ask that you would be pleased in the things that we sing, the word that we read, and ask that you would be at work in our hearts by your Spirit. We pray through Christ, your Son and our Savior. Amen. Please be seated. The coming of Christ was promised. Prophecy of Micah, chapter 5. Marshal your troops, O city of troops, for a siege is laid against them. They will strike Israel's ruler on the cheek with a rod. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from of old, from ancient times. Therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth and the rest of his brothers return to join the Israelites. He will stand and shepherd his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they will live securely. For then his greatness will reach to the ends of the earth, and he will be their peace. Go ahead. Isaiah chapter 42. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged until he establishes justice on the earth. Now from Isaiah 9. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of the oppressor. Every warrior's boot used in battle, every garment rolled in blood, will be destined for burning and will be fuel for the fire. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. The government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Turn to hymn number 194. A great song of anticipation and expectation, O Come Emmanuel. Psalm 85. You showed your favor to your land, O Lord. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people and covered all their sins. You set aside all your wrath and turned from your fierce anger. Restore us again, O God, our Savior, and put away your displeasure toward us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger through all generations? Will you not revive us again that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your unfailing love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. I will listen to what God the Lord will say. He promises peace to his people and to his saints, but let them not return to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that his glory may dwell in our land. Love and faithfulness meet together. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs forth from the earth, and righteousness looks down from heaven. The Lord will indeed give what is good, and our land will yield its harvest. Righteousness goes before him and prepares the way for his steps. Let's turn to number 196, another song of anticipation, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. Let's sing the first and last verses and remain seated. And then he comes. Luke chapter 2. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor in Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. And the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." Let's turn to number 225, Once in Royal David's City. Let's sing that together. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which is just as they had been told. Let's turn to number 218, a song reflecting on the angels and their great song of praise to God. 218, Angels from the Realms of Glory. All right, kids, I want to talk with you a little bit. Sometimes when we think about Christmas, we start thinking about presents and decorations and things like that, don't we? Especially Christmas Eve, we start thinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. We get all excited about that. And that's fun. That's not a wrong thing. But it's very, very important that we remember what actually happened on the first Christmas. And we don't know whether the first Christmas was actually on December 25th. We don't even know if it was in December. We don't know if it was in the wintertime. Could have been almost any time. But that's the date that long time ago people picked to celebrate Christmas. So it's a good time for us to think about what actually happened. You see, way, way, way back when God first created us, he told Adam and Eve what to do, how to behave. But they didn't. They disobeyed. And at that point, God had to turn away from them because they were not obedient anymore. They were no longer in a proper relationship with him. And at that point, there was nothing that God could do but reject them. But God made a promise to them way back then and said, I'm going to do something about this. And that's not exactly what he said, but essentially he was saying, I'm going to fix this problem. So time went on and on and on. Thousands of years went by. Then finally one night, and we just read about it a while ago, Mary and Joseph they had to go to Bethlehem because the government was requiring them to go and sign in and be counted. So while they were there, it was time for Jesus to be born. But there were so many people there that they couldn't find a place to stay. So Jesus was born, not in a nice room, not in a hospital, but out where the cows and the sheep and everything else were. But the purpose that Jesus came for was to fulfill that promise that God made way back when, that he was going to fix our problem of sin. So Jesus was born so that he could live a perfect life. He never disobeyed his parents, never did anything wrong. But yet, when he was a man, people rejected him, they hated him, and they nailed him on a cross, and he died. He was buried and put in a tomb, but on the third day, he rose again from the dead. And that's important because by dying, he paid for our sin. But by living, he also made it possible that God could accept us and give to us, as a gift, the goodness that Jesus did when he lived here. So that's what Christmas is really all about. Christmas isn't complete by itself. Christmas has to be followed by Good Friday and Easter and those other things that Jesus did to make it all complete. So when you're thinking about all those presents tomorrow and a nice big dinner and those sorts of things, don't forget that Jesus came to fix our problem of sin. And he did. He really did. Okay. All right, 223, song about the shepherds. While shepherds watch their flocks. Let's only sing the four verses that are in the musical score, not the two at the bottom. Please be seated. So the promised one came, but it's important for us to understand who he was. So we turn to the book of Colossians. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning of the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Now from Philippians, speaking of Jesus, it says, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Turn to number 213, where we ask that question and answer it to ourselves. What child is this? Haggai 2. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake all nations, and the desired of all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord Almighty. Malachi 3. But who can endure the day of his coming? Who can stand when he appears? For he will be like a refiner's fire or a launderer's soap. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the Levites and refine them like gold and silver. Then the Lord will have men who will bring offerings in righteousness. And the offerings of Judah and Jerusalem will be acceptable to the Lord, as in the days gone by, as in the former years. Turn to 216, that one who will come as a refiner's fire is the holy and lowly infant, the Lord Jesus. Let's stand as we sing 216, infant holy, infant lowly. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them, "Where is Christ to be born?" "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied. "For this is what the prophet has written, 'But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come one who will be shepherd of my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures, presented him with gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Mary, did you know your baby boy would someday walk on water? Mary, did you know your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new. Then this child that you've delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand? And then you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod. And when you've kissed your little baby, you've kissed the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, and the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know your baby boy will someday rule the nations? And did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? And the sleeping child you're holding is the great I Am.
Turn to number 203, and there's we included in your bulletin an additional verse. That'll be the fourth verse, so we'll sing the three that are in the hymnal, and then that fourth verse that's in the bulletin. Let's stand as we sing, Hark, the Herald Angels Sing. From the Gospel of John, chapter 1. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Turn to 195, that great proclamation that Christ is the Word made flesh, who came to be our Redeemer, is a theme that brings joy to our hearts and is worthy of this song. I know you just stood, but you can't sing this one sitting down. Let's sing Joy to the World, 195. Christ is indeed the light of the world. He calls us to reflect his light in the world. From Matthew 5, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people take a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. So let me give you a few instructions as we do our little candle lighting ritual. We'll light the first candle from the center candle right here. Don will distribute that light to you. We're going to sing Silent Night, and you have to use your candle to read the words in the hymnal if you need the words. It's number 210, Silent Night. We're going to take the lights down. Tip the unlit candle to the lit one, or else you dump wax all over yourself. So that's the better way to go. Go ahead. Good night, God bless you, and Merry Christmas.